Oh, really, really exciting. We have got our sixth year this year, so it's year number six, which in itself is quite astounding. So we love the fact that people come and make those annual memories here at the Dorset Sunflower Trail.
We've had very hot and dry weather over the past few weeks. How has that affected the sunflowers this year? Is that good news or is that bad news? How's it affected things?
Well, when we planted the sunflowers back in May, we had planted them randomly, just the right time for a change. So they had a nice splash of water at that moment. And then actually, I don't think we've had hardly any rain at all since. But as their name depicts, they're sunflowers and they definitely enjoy the sunshine. So from the point of view of what the field looks like, it looks amazing. The yellow is literally spreading across the field at the moment and will continue to do so while we're open. So yeah, they look really good.
Fabulous. Now, no doubt news feeds on social media are going to be filled with selfies in front of the sunflowers over the next few weeks. What do you think it is about sunflowers that attracts so many visitors over the summer?
Well, I suppose really when you look at a sunflower, it's really quite hard not to feel happy. They sort of give that indication of summer, of positivity, of smiles, really. And you look at them even on a wet day, they just create happy memories, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you must be proud that it's become something of a local institution in the summer, and it causes a buzz every year, doesn't it?
It does. That comes with a level of expectation and anticipation for me. And this year, we've gone with a theme of love the buzz. That's basically not necessarily indicating it's all about the pollinators and the bees. It's actually to sort of bring the fact that we like to create an event that brings all the community together, helps to raise funds for the Dorset County Hospital. Basically, everything about it, in my eyes, sort of has a buzz about it. So we just felt that sort of theme this year was perfect.
Yeah, you mentioned Dorset County Hospital there. That's the charity that you support every year. Just remind us exactly why it is that that's close to your heart, Hazel.
So we originally started the Dorset Sunflower Trail as a celebration of our eldest son reaching the age of 18. He was a special care baby and was born at 26 weeks and was very poorly when he was first born. And we wanted to do something to say thank you to the hospital for basically providing us with an 18-year-old son at that stage. And then the more I've got to know about the charity and the more I speak to actually people in the community and find out everyone's different stories about what people have done in the hospital and what the hospital has done for them, the more I think, well, if we can give just something back every year, that's wonderful because it will make a difference to someone else.
Absolutely fantastic. And finally, what is it that people need to know? When are you open? Do you need to book? How do they find you?
Okay, so we are open from Tuesday the 28th of July at 11 o'clock. We stay open daily, so that's every day, Monday to Sunday. We stay open with last entry at 4 o'clock, but we will be doing some odd later evenings as well. So they just need to follow us on our Facebook pages or Instagram pages to keep an eye on those sort of later evening opening times. We're hoping to open right the way through until Sunday, the 16th of August. And you book on our website, which is the dorsetsunflowertrail.co.uk. Every year, it's in a different field. So if you've been previous years and think, oh, I've seen that, do come again. It is different every year, and it is your chance to support your local hospital.
Fantastic. Lovely. Thank you very much, Hazel. All the best with it.
Thank you.